Thanks for tuning in and listening to Riley on Film. I am Damian Riley, your ghost host. While you're here, I hope you got your horror's worth. Find out more and subscribe, only not in that order, at RileyOnFilm.com. Now, enjoy the show. These are my thoughts as they relate to the other in To Kill a Mockingbird. The other is a concept that was invented by psychologists to show the sensory development of a human being. And at some point, when the human being is able to consider the other as themselves or as feeling pain like themselves, let's put it that way, then at that point, would they be truly self-actualized? Here's my reading of this movie in that vein. Art mimics life, and sometimes it's so flawlessly done in film that it explains the news of the day to us. In this case, I'm referring to racism as portrayed in Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird. Today we are hearing evidence of Republicans mistreating migrants. I just saw it on the news tonight, so I thought I'd write about it. We're also studying this book in my English class with freshman English students. Governor Abbott apparently had them bust to Chicago in a defiant act against President Biden. Isn't that getting old for them? I recall the scenes in Mockingbird where Mayella recounts for the court how she, as supposedly, was raped by a crippled armed black man. I will say in the same paragraph, however, that I am not assaulting Republicanism per se. As a group, I used to be a Republican, but I'm astounded how low they have sunken under Trump's dictatorship. But back to the plot of the film. We find out quickly this could not have happened, and it opens our eyes to the dehumanization of blacks in the 1930s. You'd think we would have stopped this hurtful nonsense after all these years. Trump's mug just juts out at us on TV every day, reminding us of how we deserve more than some other race or some other nationality. This is a lousy way to deal with the other in my mind. I think this film has replaced A River Runs Through It as my all-time favorite. Every semester I teach entering freshmen about respect for the other. You see this perfectly embodied in the character played by Greg Peck, Atticus Finch. That's the only comparison I will allude to regarding Republicans, even though there are many more. If you are one, I hope you don't get offended, but rather heed the call to be better. I used to be a Republican, like I said. I run away from that fact now, but I will admit it. The court scenes show a white man who has empathy for the other and his awareness for the other, who is a black man, his client. The film is charming because it paints a timely portrait of the South. The genius mind of Harper Lee has created a place in film where we all can go to address these issues and get that special mood in the black and white film. We're all guilty of some racial bias. I truly believe that. Some more than others can rise above. I can give this film no less than 10 out of 10. Watch it, especially if you are a MAGA Republican, which, by the way, are only about an eighth of our population. Regular Republicans are much higher in numbers. Let me know what you think of the movie and what I'm talking about in the comments, but mostly about the movie. Now, I will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Riley on Film. I'm your host, Damian Riley. You can find out more and subscribe always for free at RileyOnFilm.com. Now, have a great day.